Bezras Hashem Yisbarech, the daf for Sunday, Parshas Devarim, is Yud Zayin in Meseches Pesachim. We're approaching the 340th daf in Shas. Today's daf is going to focus on a passage from Sefer Chagai, where in the difficult but very beautiful dafim of Rabbi Chanina Sgan Kohanim, as these dafim are referred to, the halachos of Tumah Vitahara, and the pasuk in Chagai that I'll read now in the introduction is going to be the analysis of our first Amud. The background behind this pasuk was after the Bayis Sheni was begun to be built in the days of Koresh, there was a stoppage of work, and then the second year of Daryovesh, he commanded that the Beis HaMikdash continue to be rebuilt, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu had prophesied this to Chagai, as described in Perek Beis, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him something else, to give the Kohanim a Bechina, to check if they know the Halachos of Tumas Kodshim, and thereby decide which Kohanim are appropriate and which Kohanim would not be appropriate for the Avodah. The Gemara on the bottom of Tezayin Amud Beis connects that Bechina that HaKadosh Baruch Hu had instructed Chagai to give the Kohanim to the discussion of Shabbos' daf. On Shabbos' daf, we had a machlokis between Rav and Shmuel, whether the mashkin beis mitbachya, the blood and water that appeared in the area where the karbanos was slaughtered in the beis hamikdash, when Yossi ben Yoezer, we have this on the top of Yudzayin Amid Aleph, had said that it is tahar, does that mean that the blood was entirely tahar? That's the opinion of Rav, that we have 12 lines from the top onto Zayin Amid Aleph, while Shmuel says that it was Tohar, or Dachin in the language of the Gemara, Militame Tumas Acherim, to be Metame something else, but they themselves were Tame. Our daf will begin bringing a raya from the story of Chagai to that discussion that we had in yesterday's daf in the Machlokes between Rav and Shmuel. That will take us all the way through to Amud Beis, Yudzayin Amud Beis, where Rav Papa will give us some more teachings about the halacha of Mashkin Beis Mitbachya that we've described above. The Gemara then will discuss the halachas of Tumas Kalim, continuing on as well with Tumas Mashkin. The Gemara will discuss two different types of Tumas Mashkin, one Mashkin Abon Machmas Meyadayim, and the other Mashkin Abon Machmas Sheretz. Let's Be'ezer Hashem begin on Tezayin Amud Beis, five lines from the bottom. Toshma, come in here, I will bring you a proof to the position of Shmuel and Akasha on Rav. Here we have this quote from the Pasuk in Chagai. Hein yisa ish b'sar kodesh b'chnaf bigdoi v'noga b'chnafoi. Chagai quizzed the Kohanim, if someone carries on his garment, or in his garment, in the corner of his garment, the flesh of a sheret, something that would be mitame, v'noga b'knafo al alechem, and his garment then touched bread. Let's assume right now it's considered as if the sheretz had touched the bread directly. Ve'el anozid ve'el ayayin ve'el ashemen ve'el kol meichel hayikodesh. Then the bread touched a nozid. A nozid, of course, reminds us of the pasuk of Nizid Adoshim that Yaakov was making that Esav ate. It came in contact with that and became a Sheni L'tumah. Now the Nozid came in contact with Yayin, made it a Shlishi. Then the Yayin, Vel Yayin Vel Hashemen, then the Yayin came in contact with the Shemen, or Vel Kol Meichel, or any types of food, Hayi Kodesh. Chagai asked them, what's the halacha? If I'm not mistaken, Hayi Kodesh here is a euphemism. Does it become Tamei? Vayanu akoyanim vayomru loy. The Kohanim said, no, it doesn't become Tamei. Continues the Gemara in Yudzayin Amud Aleph. V'omar Rav, and Rav taught us in the give and take between Chagai and the Kohanim, Ishtabish Kohani, that the Kohanim had made a mistake. That really, it does become Tamei, because it's a Revi B'Kodesh. We've learned already on Friday's daf that there are different levels of Tuma, that Truma could only become possible if it comes in contact with a Sheni. If Truma comes in contact with a Shlishi, it will not become Tameh. Kachim has a greater sensitivity to Tuma, and for that reason, it'll contract Tuma even if it comes in contact with a Shlishi. The mistake of the Kohanim is they didn't give it the higher Madrega of Kedusha, that'll contract Tuma even if it comes in contact with a Shlishi, and that was their error. The Gemara will analyze it in more detail in a moment. For our purposes now, this gets back to the machlokis between Rav and Shmuel. What is the status of Mashkin Beis Mitbachia? Didn't we learn on Tezayin Amud Aleph that Rav had said that Mashkin Beis Mitbachia don't contract Tuma? Wait a second. Over here, Rav said not only would it contract Tuma, it would contract it even as a Revi Latuma. So as Rashi describes on the second line from the top in Zayin Amud Aleph, Alim Yayim Hashem Demashkin Beis Mitbachia, Mitame ninu umitamu, and they contract tuma. Answers the Gemara a simple answer. Midi hu taima elo l'rav. You think that this question is only a question against Rav? Mashke beis bat mitpachya tane. Mashke beis mitpachya is something that we learned from Yosef ben Yoezer. This was something that Rav was just explaining within the position of Yosef ben Yoezer. And he had learned it only in regards to Mashke Beis Mitbachya. Avol Mashke Bei Midbachya Mitame. This is a little bit confusing here. The Aramaic, the nuance is critical. Beis Mitbachya means the Mashkin of the slaughtering. Bei Midbachya, Dalet and Zayin in Aramaic is often interchangeable. Bei Mizbachya it's referring to. And that is Mashkin that's related to the Mizbeach, it would be Metame. That can contract Tuma. The Chiddush of Yosef ben Yoezer that we learned on Tezayin Amud Aleph was only talking about Mashka Beis Mitbachya from the slaughtering. The Gemara now analyzes this discussion of whether the Kohanim had made a mistake in the times of Chagi is actually related to Pshat and the Psukim. How do you read the Psukim? And here we recount another machlekes between Rav and Shmuel in this regard. Gufa, Rav Amar Yishtabish Kahani, Ushmuel Amar Lo Yishtabish Kahani. Rav says the Kohanim made a mistake, however Shmuel said they did not make a mistake. Rav Amar Yishtabish Kahani, Revi B'Kodesh, Boi Munei. Rav says they made a mistake because they were asked about a case of Revi B'Kodesh, Vamar Lo Yitar, and they said it was Tar. Ushmuel Amar Lo Yishtabish Kahani. How could it be that Shmuel learned they didn't make a mistake? The halacha is that Kachim could contract Tumah even if it's a Revi'i. Teretz is Chamishi B'Kadosh Bo Mineh. They were asked in a case of where there was a Revi'i that came in contact with a Chamishi, that was the Shaila that they were asked, Vamar Leitar, and that is correct. Says the Gemara, Bishleim Rav, let's analyze which opinion fits better into the Psukim. Hainu Dechsiv Arba. That's why we have four instances of food. Lechem v'nozit v'yayin v'shemen. El Shmuel al chamisha minole. Shmuel, where do you get five from? There are only four food items, which mean that we're talking about a revi. Shmuel points out beautifully, as we alluded to in a very ancillary manner earlier, he points out, miksi v'nogo knafo, v'nogo biknafo ksiv. The mashmos of the pasuk is that there was something else that had touched the sheretz. The bread was not a rishon, but rather there was something else that had come in contact with the sheretz, and then that rishon came in contact with the bread. V'noga b'knafo ksiv, b'mash v'noga b'knafo. There was something else that had touched the sheretz that was in the garment, and then that touched the bread. So there isn't a raya from the counting of the food items, whether we were talking about a question of a chamishi the tumah of kachim or a revi tumah of kachim. Tashma the Gemara attempts another proof over whether the kohanim were quizzed over a chamishi the tumah or a revi the tumah. Vayomer Chagai. Chagai followed up and asked another question in the next pasuk. Im yigat me nefesh b'chol eila hayitma. What happens if someone who is, according to the way the Gemara is understanding it right now, someone who comes in contact with a mace, who's therefore an abatuma, if he touches all of these things, will they become tame? Vayanu ha-kohanim vayomer Yitma. The Kohanim said he would become Tame. Bishleim Lishmuel analyzed the Gemara, Mida Hacha Lo Ishtabish, Hasam Nami Lo Ishtabish. They got him both right. Then in both cases, the thing becomes a Chamishi, and a Chamishi does not contract Tuma even by Kachim. El Rav, Maishna Hacha Dishtabish, Umaishna Hasam De Lo Mishtabish. Why is it in the first case they said Tahar, where it was a reveal of Tuma, and they got it wrong? All of a sudden, the next Pasuk, they got it right. And they said, he's Tame. In both cases, he's a Revi. Am Rav Nachman, Am Rav Baravua, Biki and Heim Bitumas Meis, Veim Biki and Heim Bitumas Sheres. They knew the halachos of Tamei Meis, and they knew that a Shlishi makes a Revi when it comes to Kachim by Tumas Meis, but they didn't know that the same applies to Tumas Sheres. Mark continues on the first wide line. Ravina Amar Hasim Ravi, Hacha Shlishi. Ravina gives a different teretz. Ravina says that the first case was a case of Ravi, and they got it wrong. They didn't know the halachas of Ravi B'Kodesh. However, the second case was a case of Shlishi. Rashi explains the reason why it's of Shlishi is because Tmei Nefesh could be understood in two ways. Tmei Nefesh could refer to someone who had come in contact with a Tmei Mace, like we had originally learned, or Tmei Nefesh could mean the mace itself. If it's talking about the mace itself, so then we're talking about the mace coming, which is an Aviya Avois HaTumah, coming in contact with the bread, which is then an Ava Tumah. Then, if you do the math, the oil is only a Shlishi. If it's quote-unquote only a Shlishi, then even according to Rav, the Kohanim knew that, that it becomes Pasul L'Kodesh, it becomes Tameh L'Kodesh. The Gemara now brings another Raya in this Machlokas Rav Shmuel, how to understand the give and take with Chaga and the Kohanim, and here the Gemara will bring out a big nafkamina in Pshat in the Psukim, of how you read the Psukim in Chagai, based on the opinion of Rav versus Shmuel. Tashma, come here, I'll bring you a proof. Second wide line. Vayah Chagai v'yoyim ekeinu amazeh, v'chein ha'goy azel f'neinu umashem. The pasuk concludes, "Asher krivu sham tamehu." Chagai says, "So too the nation of Hakadosh Baruch Hu, just like you said, is tameh. They are tameh." In other words, Chagai seems to be quite critical of Klal Yisrael. Analyze the Gemara. Bishlam el Rav hayoksiv tameh. We understand according to Rav that the pasuk concludes. The Gemara doesn't quote the whole pasuk. Here, you really need the end of the pasuk to make sense of the Gemara. That's why the Torah Or is so helpful. It's often kedai to look up the psukim in a Tanakh, but if you're not going to do that here, you can't read the pasuk, the Gemara, without the full pasuk in the Torah Or. Haynu siv tamei, when the pasuk concludes, that's not brought in the Gemara, that they're tamei, Klal Yisrael is tamei, that makes sense according to Rav. Chagai is down on Klal Yisrael because even the Kohanim don't know the basic halachas. Remember, according to Rav, we learn on the top of their Amid, Ishtabish Kahani. Ela Shmuel, Amai Tamei. Why does he say that Am is Tamei? The Kohanim knew the halachos of Tumah V'Tahara. They got both questions correct. Answers the Gemara, you're right. In Pshat, you'll have to read the Psukim entirely different according to Shmuel. It's Mu'ei Kamei Tamei. It's Beloshen Bitmia. It's asked as a wonder. Are they Tamei? They're not. Asks the Gemara, Vaha v'chein kol ma'aseh deim k'siv, but doesn't it say that also all their actions are tameh? How Shmuel going to explain that as a rhetorical question? Amar marzut revi, teimer ravashi, mitoch shekilklu es ma'aseyem, since they, in the future, that's how Rashi understands, that he's referring to the future that they're going to become corrupt, ma'la le'em ha'kosav kilu ikrivu betuma, what Chagai is referring to is in the future, then he will consider the karbonos as being brought betumah because of their future averus. Our sugya has evolved from the Gemara on Daf Tezayin Amid Aleph that quoted the shita of Yosi ben Yoezer, the mashkin beis mitbachya, blood and the water from the slaughter area of the Azara is tahar. We had a machlokis between Rav and Shmuel how to apply it. Now we're going to have another machlokis between Rav and Levi, whether the whole discussion in the first place was about the Beit Mitbachya. Gufa, Rav Tani Mashki Beit Mitbachya. Rav learned that Yosef Ben Yezer was talking about the mashke beis mitbachya. The Levi tana mashke bei midbachya. Levi learns that he was talking about the mashke that was associated, Dalet and Zayin, remember, with the mizbeach. The Gemara now tries to apply this to the psukim of Chagai. L'Levi hanicha Yisrael kishmuel. I understand the second pasuk in Chagai, which says that the Kohanim said that the Shemen was Tamei. That will only make sense according to Yosef ben Yoezer, who says that Bei Midbachya, according to Levi within Yosef ben Yoezer, the only way it will make sense, Shemen, which is part of the Mizbeach Mashke, that will only make sense if he's going according to Shmuel, the Amar Dachem, that Yosef ben Yoezer only meant to say that it's tar, Militami Tumas Acherim. So you could explain dinogi kulu birishon, that these items touched the rishon lutoma from the bay midbachya, and they were tame. But if he goes like Rav, who says that it means it's totally tar, where are you going to find any tuma? At the end of the day, bay midbachya don't contract tuma at all, according to Levi, with the understanding of Rav of Yossi ben Yoezer. Al karcha kishmol surimili. It must be that he's following the shita of Shmuel. Now we put a period over here, and we're going to go back and analyze the shita of Shmuel, who had explained earlier that the Kohanim were actually correct and had not erred in their response to Chagai. And the reason they hadn't erred in the first question that Chagai had asked them was because Chagai was asking them about a chamishi lotuma. Says the Gemara, that opinion of Shmuel, we have to be careful because there are different opinions of Shmuel here that are being discussed. Now we're talking about the one above of our Amud, as we said, that the Kohanim did not make a mistake because it was a chamishi lotuma. Ula Shmuel hanichi svar la karav de tani mashke beis mitbachya. It only makes sense if he understood the question that Yossi ben Yoezer was dealing with was the mashkin of the shechita and not the mashke of the mizbeach. Al mashke be mitbachya achrini nami mitam. That he holds that mashke be mitbachya has the ability to be mitame others, and therefore Revi Yehuda lo avid chamishi. Therefore, when it comes to the oil that the Kohanim were asked about, it doesn't become something that can be mitame a chamishi. But the inference is hashlishi avid revi, that the shlishi can become a revi. Elei savar la kelevi. But if he had learned, like we had just mentioned, Levi shita above, detani mashke bein mitbachya, that what the Kohanim were saying was tahar and correct was mashke bein mitbachya. Ma'iria deboy de lo avid chamishi. Why did Chagai challenge them whether it could become a chamishi? He could have challenged them for a bigger heter. A few sheni shlishi nami lo avdi. They also don't become a sheni and shlishi if you assume, like Levi, who says that the mashke be mitbachya is not mitame at all. That's how he's understanding Yosef ben Yoezer. So a few v'sheni v'shlishi nami lo avdi would not be mitame others, even sheni and shlishi. Al karchach ki rav svir le. It must be that he's following the shita of Rav. The Gemara now quotes Brisus in accordance to the shita of Rav, in accordance to the shita of Levi. 8 lines from the bottom. Tanya kavasei de Rav, Tanya kavasei de Levi. Tanya kavasei de Levi. Hadam v'hayayin v'hashemen v'hamayim mashke bein mitbachya. Shenitmu bifnim v'yitzion l'chutz tahoirin. Now we have a new nuance. We have a case in which we have mashke bein mitbachya that become tamei inside the azara. And then it was taken outside. This is going to be the source immediately for support for Rav, the halacha of Tahirin. The halacha is that they are Tahar because we have this din of Bei Mitbachya, which is Tahar, that when it becomes Tameh in the Migdash, nevertheless, we say that it is Tahar. As the Gemara will bring out, the Chiddush is that even though it's no longer Bei Mitbachya when it's Bechutz, because it's been taken outside of the Migdash, and then that's Nifsal B'yotze, nevertheless, it still assumes its original status, and Taharin, therefore it is going to be Tahar. Rashi says,
to be metame other things. Nitmu bechutz v'echnisam bifnim. What happens if it became tame outside and then was brought inside? Tmein has the ability to be metame other things. So we see that this halacha of taharas mashkim that Yosef ben Yoezer was talking about applies to things of the mizbeach, the bay midbach. Now the Gemara analyzes Eini. Is it really true that it retains its original status? We're not questioning that it follows Levi, but the halacha itself. V'amr Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, mashki bein mitbachi lo amru dachin ela b'mekayman. Didn't Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi say that the halacha that we had learned of mashkin bein mitbachi is only halacha b'mekayman? My lav l'miyute nitmu b'fnim v'otzion l'chutz must be coming to exclude that if there was tumah inside, then taken outside, so then it loses the whole takana, if you will, put in quotes, that Bei Midbachia is considered tahar, because that's specifically halacha bifnim. Says Gemara Loi, l'miyute nitmu b'chutz v'chnisan bifnim. Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi was trying to teach us a different halacha, and that is, that if it's nitma b'chutz, and then it's taken inside, so then, in such a case, it's still tamay. Asks the Gemara, v'hab b'mekoman ka'amar. But didn't Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi seem to be saying that this halach of Yosef ben Yezer is only b'mekayman and not if it was nitmu b'fnim v'otziyom ni b'chutz? It has to be specifically b'fnim. Hachi kamer, lomer dachein, this halacha that it's tar of Yosef ben Yezer is only said el shenitmu b'mekayman if it become tamei inside the Migdash. This Gemara is actually a revealing point of the whole takanas that we've been discussing in the first place from Yosef ben Yoezer that's found on Tezayin Amid Aleph, that the mashke, either from the slaughter area or the mizbeach, they were misaking, is tahar. And we saw from our Gemara that that might only be when it's bifnim, inside, and not bechutz. The Maran Chalava explains that this whole discussion of the sheet of Yosef ben Yoezer is about minimizing the amount of tumah that's taking place in the Beis HaMikdash. Since it was likely for either the Beis Mitbachia or the Beis Midbachia, and that's a machlokis between, of course, Rav and Levi, for them to be likely to contract Tumah, and of course Tumah has a transferring power, that could create a tremendous kilkel in the Migdash. And for that reason, Yosef ben Yoezer made the takana that since the whole halacha bashkim being mitame is only midrabanan, it does not apply in the Migdash. As we see over here from our sugya, that this only applies, the central halachos only apply in the Migdash itself, to the point that there is a discussion of what would be in if it would be Hotzion L'chutz, because no law, the rationale might not apply as the Gemara entertains.
Bezras Hashem Yisbarich, we continue two lines from the bottom. You might hear in the background my dear nephew, Paul Summers, davening. The Gemara continues, Tanya Kavose de Rav. We're going to bring now a brisa that is a raya to the shita of Rav. Adam v'amayim mashke beis mitachya, shenitmu bein bekelim bein bekarka, toherim. The halacha is, both the dam and the mayim of beis mitachya in the slaughtered area that have become tamei, they are tohar. We already see from here in the Tanakhama that the position of the Tanakhama is that when it comes to Mayim and Dam Beis Mitbachia, they don't have the halachos of Tumah. Rabbi Shimon holds Bekelim Tmeim Bekarka Tahirin. Rabbi Shimon says you could only be Machmir on Kelim. If they are inside of Kelim, then in such a case the Tumas Mashkim would be Min HaTaira and the Chachamim wouldn't be able to be Mitahir. However, if they're Bekarka, Rashi explains that later on our Gemara is going to describe that we're talking about water that's less than 40 sa, and if the Kli, or Mashke, as in our case, comes in contact with water that's less than 40 sa, that is from a mikvah, min hatayra, it is mitaher. However, midrabanan, they instituted that you need 40 sa, just like a person. So the Chiddush of Rabbi Shimon is that the mashka by the chibur too, a mikveh mayim, even if it's less than 40 sar, would be tohar. The raya of the Gemara of Tanya Kavaseh Derav is that we see that there is a Tanakama, not Rabbi Shimon, but there is a Tanakama that agrees with the position of Rav. Period. Now we're going to have a new Gemara. Now we have a significant conceptual change in our Gemara to the sugya of Mashkin Beis Bitbachia. This is going to be the opinion of Rav Papa. Amar Rav Papa, filu man d'amar tumas mashkin d'oraisa. Even according to man d'amar that holds, tumas mashkin is d'oraisa. Mashke Beis Mitachia, the reason we have a tradition from Yosi ben Yoyezer, that Mashkin Beis Mitachia is not tamei, Hilchas Agamirila is Halacha L'Moshe Misinai. I say that it's a big switch, because really in Halacha L'Maisa, there's no difference between Rav Papa, at least at first glance, between Rav Papa and the opinions that we've had of Rav and Shmuel up until now. However, Rav Papa is a grave conceptual switch. And that is that even though both of them, Halacha L'Maisa, hold that Mashke Beis Mitbachia is tar, the reason that it's tar is fundamentally different. According to Rav Papa, the reason why it's tar is because we have Halacha L'Moshe Misinai. And that says that in all cases, Mashke Beis Mitbachia is tar. However, according to the previous approaches that we've had, Rav and Shmuel within Yosi ben Yezer, it's a Takana Midrabanan, as we explained earlier also from the Maram Chalava. It was a Takana Midrabanan there that was made to protect from Tuma spreading throughout the Migdash. However, it would only apply to those Tumas Mashkin that are only Midrabanan. According to Rav Papa, however, the Halacha applies even for those Tumas Mashkin that are D'oraisa, and there is a Halacha L'Moshe Misinai that tells us that if Bebeis Mitbachia, then it's going to be Mutter, despite the fact that Tumas Mashkin are D'oraisa. The Gemara follows up and says, it doesn't seem to be that this is the assumption of Yosef ben Yoezer. Amar le Ravuna Braid Rav Nasan Rav Papa, the Elohada Amar Rebelaza. We had on Tezayin Amid Aleph that our sugya of Yosef ben Yezer had started with the comment of Rebelaza. Ein Tumas Mashkin Kol Ikur. Rebelaza started and said the concept of Tumas Mashkin doesn't have an Ikur in the Torah. In other words, it's Midrabanan. And what was his proof? Yosef ben Yezer. Teda Sherei Eid, Beis ben Yezer, Sreda, Beis Mashkin, Beis Mitach Yedachin. His proof was the fact that Yosef ben Yezer could simply introduce the idea that the Rabbanon got rid of Tumas Mashkin in the Migdash as a form of Hey Mamru veHey Mamru. That's how our sugya had started. Rebbe Lazar had used Yosef ben Yezer as the source that Ein Tumas Mashkin Kol Ikur. If that's the source, Ein Tumas Mashkin Kol Ikur, then we're assuming that the whole thing is the Rabbanon. Both Tumas Mashkin, because Ein Tumas Mashkin Kol Ikur has no source, as well as the fact that Midrabbanon, they were matirit, the Beis Mitbachia. V'ir Yilchus HaGemiri La, and if we're going to say it's Halacha L'Moshe Misinai, Mi Gamrinan Ma, Mina, could you learn out that it's only Midrabbanon? Hafuch, as we had presented earlier. If you're going to say that it's Halacha L'Moshe Misinai, it could very well be that Tumas Mashkin is D'oraisa. The Gemara asks another kasha. Amalei Ravina L'Ravashi, V'har Reb Shimon D'Amar Tumas Mashkin D'oraisa. The man D'Amar holds that Tumas Mashkin D'oraisa is Rebbe Shimon. This Sanya, as we learned in a brisa earlier on Tezayin, Amin Alef Rabbi Yosef, Rebbe Shimon Oymim L'Kelim, Tohoirin Lo'ichlin T'meim. If there's a suffix, whether Mashkin comes in contact with Kalim, we learn on Tezayin Amid Alf that they're Tahar. But if it's Eichlin, Mayin, it's going to be Tamei. Because Mashkin is Metamim Eichlin Minat Torah, and it's suffix Tamadoraisa, Birishus Hayachid. That was the opinion of Rabbi Shimon. Yet what did we see on Rabbi Shimon on the bottom of Yitzayin Amid Alf going to Yitzayin Amid Beis? Vahacha Kamar Rabbi Shimon, Bekalim, Tmeyin, Bekarka Taharin. Here we see Rabbi Shimon as saying, Bekelim it's Tameh, and Bekarka it's going to be Tar. Be Hilchasahi, and if we're going to say that Rav Papa's Svarit, or Rav Papa's source is correct, that it's Halach L'Moshe Misinai, Mali Bekelim, Mali Bekarka, we saw that we're only Matir according to Rabbi Shimon. Bekarka, but not Bekelim, when it comes in contact with water that might be defined as a mikvah min ha-Torah, but if it's Bekelim, it's going to be Tamei Kasha. That's a strong Kasha on this idea that's based on Halacha L'Moshe Misinai. Rav Papa will be abandoned by the Gemara as the suggestion of Halacha L'Moshe Misinai. However, Rav Papa now is going to analyze the Shita of Rabbi Shimon in the Braisa in more detail. So he put another period here of Amar Rav Papa. Amar Rav Papa, Hada Amrit Bekarka Tahirin, Lo Yishanu El Amayim. We're only talking about water that comes in contact with water that would have a din mikvah min atayra. Earlier we explained that even if it's less than 40 sa, as a din mikvah min atayra comes to Kalim, as long as the entire kli is submerged in the water. Aval dam loy. But this halacha doesn't apply to dam. The mikvah will only be matar the mayim and not dam. Rashi explains, the ikah shein mikvah aleim b'mechubar. Mayim as a shein mikvah b'mechubar, aval dam ein b'chiluk ben karka l'kelim. But dam, the mikvah will not do anything effective to the dam. Mayim namilo amaran ella dahavit revias. And by water also, the mikvah, water in the ground, will only work if it's the volume of revias. The chazi lahatbu be machtim vitzinoiris, that you were able to do tvila on needles. Avala revias tmein, but if it's not revias, then it won't be metair the water. The Gemara continues by analyzing another one of the Shita Tanoim that we really didn't address earlier and was brought down on Tez Zayin Amid Aleph all the way on the top, on a Braisa that we've now made a few references to. Amar Mar Rabbi Yehuda Aymer Lechol Tame. Rabbi Yehuda says water is metame everything, even in the case of Safek, it's metame everything. The assumption, presumably, is that he holds as well that Tumas Mashkin is metame kelim in Atara, because otherwise, why would Rabbi Yehuda be machmer and a safek? But then we learn Meseches Kelim, kol ha-kelim sheyesh lehen acharayim peirchav hei, in the beginning, all kelim that have acharayim v'toch, an outside and inside, literally. Rashi explains that that means that it could be used both from the outside and the inside. The best way of describing it is to let the Mishnah continue speaking. Some say this is a Braisa. Our Gersa of the Gemara is Va'atnan. The Rashash changes it to a Braisa. It resembles very similarly a Mishnah in Kelim. Kegoyin ha-karim v'aksosis v'hasakim v'amartzufim. Pillows that could be used both the outside and the insides, as well as bags. Nitma saichai nitmu gabo. If the inside becomes tummy, then the outside as well. Tummy, if something comes in contact with the outside as well, it will also transfer to tumah. Nitma gabay loy nitma tsaycha. If the outside becomes tummy, then the inside does not become tummy and would not transfer to tumah. Amar Rabbi Yehuda taught us, b'medvar mamurim shenitmu machmas mashkin. The leniency that we learned, that if it becomes tummy on the outside, it will not conduct the tumah to something which comes in contact on the inside, is only said in regards to mashkin. Rashi explains, the assumption being, because tumas mashkin is only midrabanan. Avo nitmu machmas sheretz, but what if there is tumah that was conveyed by a sheretz, which is the araisa, nitmu saicha, nitmu gabay, nitmu gabay, nitmu saicha. That's the chidush, the last part, that if there is tumah on the outside, it's transferred as well to the inside, because that's tumah d'oraisa. V'sakadayach tumas mashkin l'tami kelim d'oraisa. If the explanation of Rabbi Yehuda, who says that you're machmer on a suffix, is because mashkin to be l'tami kelim is d'oraisa, mali nitma b'nachmas mashkin, mali nitma machmas sheretz, it doesn't make sense to be more lenient whether the tumah on the utensil of Tocha and Gabo was conveyed by a mashke, or is conveyed by a sheretz. It must be our analysis in Rabbi Yehuda is incorrect, and Rabbi Yehuda is not being machmir in a safek because he holds it's tumah d'oraisa. Am Rabbi Yehuda Mishmul Chazah by Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda's answer is that Rabbi Yehuda changed his mind. In other words, he began to be makel and hold that it's only a d'rabbanan, and therefore you could be makel on a safek. Ravina gives a different approach. Ravina Amar Loilam Loihader. Really, he wasn't chazer. Habim Mashkin Haboin Machmas Yedayin. Habim Mashkin Haboin Machmas Sheretz. It depends where the tumah of the mashke started. If the tumas mashke started due to tumas yodayim, which in of itself is a gzera of the chacham called tumas shnios al yodayim, that stam yodayim are askanios heim, and the rabbanan gave all yodayim a din sheni the tumah, even if you don't know it came in contact with tumah. That clearly is a gzera mid rabbanan. That was the case for Rabbi Yehuda. Would be makel, that if it came in contact with the tach, it wouldn't necessarily make the back, the gav, but in our case, on Tezayin Amar Aleph, where Rabbi Yehuda is machmer and safek, he holds Tumas Mashkin is the Araisa, but that's only if it comes, of course, from a conveyor of Tumah, which is Minat Torah. Asks the Gemara, Yach, if that's so, Adetani Bamedvar Mamurim Shnitmu Machmas Mashkin, then why does it say Rabbi Yehuda differentiate between Machmas Mashkin, Liflog Vinisabida? It should differentiate Bamedvar Mamurim Mashkin Abba Machmas Yadayim. It should differentiate between Mashka that comes to Tumas Yadayim level, Mashkin Abba Machmas Sheretz Nitmu Tacho Nitmu Gabo. It should spell out that if it's Mashka, there are times that the both sides become Tame, like all Dine Da Raisa. And the halacha would be nitma tocha, nitma gabo, nitma gabo, nitma tocha. Ela mechaverta kedishanina meikara chazer by Reb Yehuda. We have to resort back to our original pshat, and that is that Reb Yehuda was chazer. Reb Yehuda on tezayin amin aleph is not la halacha, that safek would go l'chumra. Rather, Tumas Mashkin, according to Reb Yehuda, is also midrabanan, as we learned in Maseches Kelim. This Be'ezer Hashem concludes the pshat of Daf Yud Zayin of the Daf Yomi. Beautiful, beautiful dapim. Not easy, but a great introduction to some of the basic concepts of Tumah V'Tahara. Again, to be kind of the daf, and don't feel guilty, I don't myself practice what I preach when it comes to the Daf Yomi, unfortunately, all the time of doing Chazara. But if you do want to be kind of the daf, you do have to go over this a few times. But once you do, you will have these beautiful yediyos that Be'ezer Hashem will take you through your learning of Peira Bi'iyun the way it was, Kinesinasa B'Sinai. This Be'ezer Hashem concludes Daf Yud Zayin in Maseches Pesachim.